Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Morning or afternoon or evening, depending on when you are tuning in. It's the first day of autumn in my family. I know that doesn't start till the end of the month, but I always looked at the first day of school as kind of the my new year, kind of the autumn reset, I like to call it. It seems like this is the time of the year after this relaxing summer that I feel the most desire to make a change, to relook at what I've been doing and seeing what's working, what's not working, and kind of reset, make my New Year's resolutions now. My autumn New Year's resolutions, the academic year. Faithy went off to school this morning, fifth grade, kind of crazy how fast time goes. She was all excited, made sure I took her New Year, her first day of school picture. And then one of the things I wanted to start doing was to start writing book number two, the Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women from Grace Watch Media, gracewatchmedia.com, if you want to check those out, /connected. That comes out just a couple weeks, really. September 15th will be the soft launch, meaning their books will be available, especially for anybody who's generous and helped us with the pre-sale over on Indiegogo. Those will all be going out by the 15th. The big launch was October 1st, which is St. Therese's feast day. That seemed like the perfect time to really let the dogs out. I don't even know where that came from. I was looking at the squirrel from my shoulder. Just really kind of, start to really talk about the Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women. But it was also time for me to start thinking about book number two in the Stay Kit. So for me, book number two being book number four, because they come out three at a time as a series. But just, start to think, okay, Faith goes off to school. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm just going to use that time to write. So I set a timer for an hour and spend some time thinking about what's next. I'm writing about Mary, which is a wonderful topic because it's like looking at what she teaches us about Jesus and just a good spiritual exercise. And again, it's resetting my heart. It's resetting my mind to be focused on Jesus, to be more focused on my faith, to not just look at Catholicism and my faith as a Sunday activity, but it should be part of your everyday, ordinary life. Really looking at how, when I wake up in the morning, how do I encounter Christ in that first morning, first moments of my morning? Just kind of thanking God for the day, kind of inviting Christ to walk with me for the day. Simple prayers. Then, throughout the day as I'm washing dishes, I don't wash dishes because I got, the hand leprosy thing going. But I do fold clothes and I do work. So as I'm working, kind of just giving myself that mindfulness to Christ and how I just want him to be with me every moment of every day. Because you just never know when you're going to meet him, right? So if we're going to meet him face to face, we want to make sure we know each other pretty well. We'll make sure we're not too disconnected as I get kind of wrapped up in the day instead of focused on him. and being heavenly minded. I just wrote a piece that'll be on Wine, Women in the New Evangelization, CatholicVineyard.com blog will be out tomorrow, really about how we can be in a pit of destruction, a pit of despair. It's from the Psalms, and we can be kind of lost in ourselves. And if I look around, if I'm in a pit and I'm looking around, I'm just going to get more, the obstacles are just going to get more numerous. I'm just going to kind of fall in on myself. But if you're in a pit, you want to look up, because that's where the sun is. You want to look up because that's where the light is coming in. You want to look to that light to be lifted out. And that's where, you know, you would lift your arms to be lifted out of the pit. You look upward. And I think that's a really great message for autumn and for our kind of autumn reset, looking upward, looking at God and looking at what he has to offer us and what he wants to bestow and give upon us, which is his love, his mercy, his grace, his joy. He is just so filled with good gifts for us. And, you know, gifts are only useful if we open them, receive them, open them, and use them. And how often do we not receive and open and use God's gifts? Me, pretty often. And as I was looking through the journals, looking through some old journals today, thinking about what to write in this book, it was 2007, the journal that I opened up today. And just to see some of the stuff that is still part of my journey. You know, I had this list of things I wanted to work on: getting out of debt, being a healthier person, being a better mom. It's 10 years later and I'm still not a healthier person. I am a little healthier. That's not true. Thanks to hand leprosy, I'm definitely working on being a healthier person, but I don't exercise anymore than I did 10 years ago. Not like I went back to running or picked up some kind of the rosary walks, I suppose. Need to get back into those. Very hot summer, not doing much. I walk around my, true story, I walk around my dining room table in circles praying the rosary because I like to walk and pray. It's for me, it keeps me focused, keeps me awake. It keeps me, and that's about the only exercise I get is walking around my dining room table. I think it's time to up that game a little tiny bit, right? Debt's still there, getting out bit by bit. You know, I loved, John and Evelyn Bean gave me their Managing Your Money God's Way program. They're over at, where are they? Catholic? I'll have to put it in here. That's terrible. I just went completely out of my brain where you can find Managing Your Money God's Way. John and Evelyn Bean. They're coming back to Breadbox Media, which is exciting. Their podcast about financial planning, which is very, very good stuff. Good Catholic content for how to be a good steward of all that God gives you. So I'm a better steward, but I'm not really great at it. We're still in debt. We're still, you know, I'm still struggling back and forth with what I want and what God wants for me. I want to win the lottery. I want to win the lottery, but I know I never will. One, I don't play. That makes it really hard to win. And two, I probably won't ever win because God knows that it was not the best thing for my soul. I'd like to say that I would give away the money and just take enough to get out of debt and keep my family afloat while I did ministry, but who knows? Who knows what trouble $1 million could get my family into? And it's better for my soul to work ourselves out of debt. It's better for us to make good choices, to make sacrifices, to trust in God in all things, in all ways. So those are, you know, that's important. So, you know, I look at God and I think, hey, I'm in this pit. I'm in this pit of bad health. I'm in this pit of debt. I'm in this pit of anxiety. Can you just lift a girl out? And he says, of course I can. But to cooperate in the Spirit, to cooperate with grace is far better for you. Because God's ultimate goal for us always is for our good, for our spiritual good, to be with him forever in heaven. So he only allows and gives things that are good for our spiritual being. And clearly, $1 million isn't that thing. I'd like it to be, but not so much. It's not part of that that get out of pit card, right? I'm stuck in that pit sometimes of despair, of worry, of fear, of doubt. God said, I can get you out of those things, but you have to look upward. And Saint Therese, the little flower, would look at the spiritual giants, her spiritual hero, Saint Teresa of Avila, for instance, and be like, I can never be like them. I can never be that holy. And I feel that way too sometimes. Like, I'll never be a spiritual giant. I'll never be a holy person. I'm so envious. I'm so anxious. I have all these, you know, issues, you know, just some issues. I think I'll never be. I'm just going to sit here in my pit and wallow and be sad. And I look at St. Therese, and what did she do? She realized she couldn't be those people. She realized on her own efforts, she couldn't do the things, the great things that she wanted to. She realized if she just lifted her arms to God, if she just lifted them up, he would be like that spiritual elevator, I think she called it, where he reaches down and he picks you up like a little child. You know, a little child wants to see better. What do? They lift their arms up to mom or dad. Lift me higher. I want to see what's going on. So I guess that's my lesson for today, to look upward, to look to Christ for our guidance, for our help, to lift our arms to God, to lift us with his spiritual might, with his grace and mercy above the din of this world and the pits of the desire. Just take us out of that pit and stand us on firm ground, the Psalms says. Hi, Bernadette. Nice of you to join me. Yes, watch when you get back. Enjoy your time in France. Please pray for all of us. Any holy places you go to, please pray for us. And thanks for stopping in this morning. So, and this is just going to be a short live. I didn't announce it. Just wanted to say good morning. I did my makeup to do a Catholics Online intro. If you want to go check out Catholics Online on Facebook, it's a great little conglomeration of Catholic artists and authors and bloggers and podcasters that just come together and share their hearts, share their faith. And you're welcome over there anytime, Catholics Online. Make sure it's the one with the pretty blue one, that little blue logo that says Catholics Online. I think there's another one too. Not that you can't join them too, but if you're looking for the one I'm talking about, it's the one that's that blue circle. So I don't know what your autumn reset is you got planned. For me, it's going to be working on this book, because in doing so, I'm also focusing on my faith. I'm looking again to Mary for guidance, bringing me closer to her son. A couple of things I'm going to be working on is the first Friday and first Saturday devotion. I'm going to be setting up an event to do the next five and for starting in October. I didn't make it for September because my autumn reset started today and first Friday was last week. So we'll start in October. Seems like a good time to start. October, we'll start first Friday, first Saturday devotion. I'll explain all that. Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart devotion. We got the consecration, the Sacred Heart consecration I bought to set up in our home. I'll be doing that, sharing that with you. So, oh, and I'm going to be doing some more Warriors retreat. I'm going to be at WINE, Women in the New Evangelization in New Jersey, for that conference. It's Hope. Oh, I'm so excited about this one, the Hope Conference in Lowell on September 15th. That's opened to anybody in the New England area. If you're around, this is a fabulous, it's going to be Mary Healy and Ralph Martin. So lots of Holy Spirit stuff going on. I'll be at the Marian Divine Mercy Fathers for a retreat day on September 8th, which is this Saturday. I was so hoping I was going to meet my friend Susan Tassone. She was supposed to be the speaker for the day, which is why I signed up. But didn't work out. But my friend Kathy and I are still going to go and have a good retreat. Sometimes, you know, in order to recharge, you need to walk away from stuff. Like if I'm home and I say I'm going to have a staycation or I'm going to do some spiritual work at home, I never get as deeply entrenched, as deeply connected to Christ is when I leave here. So I'm going to the Divine Mercy Shrine to pray for on this weekend. Next weekend, I'll be at Hope Conference in Lowell. Saturday after that, I'll be in New Jersey for the WINE Conference. I guess my autumn reset has a lot of travel involved in it. Better get out my elderberry syrup and start building up that immunity. Get the probiotics going so that we're nice and strong and healthy. And at the final one, September 29th, the final Saturday in the month, I will be in New Bedford at St. Mary's Church doing the Warriors Retreat, like from warrior to warrior. That sounds like the same word when you have a Boston accent. So from being a warrior, from worrying, warrior retreat, we're going to learn how to become a prayer warrior. All the information is available on reconciledtoyou.com or on here, or just send me a message at reconciledtoyou@gmail.com. Leave a comment or a message here. I would love to know what you're up to this fall. What is your reset? What is the thing that you think you really need to work on? If you know, your new year resolution, your academic new year resolution. I don't really think it has to do with being in school, but like that time of the year for me, when we get the new clothes and we start a new schedule, kind of that time to reset, re-look at our life and what we're doing. That's what I'm doing. And I'd love to know what you're doing, because you probably have an idea I haven't thought of and I'd like to steal it. Have an awesome day. May God bless you. And we just ask for his grace and blessings to come down upon us and stay with us today and always. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.